sat in complete horror. There was rubbish piled up outside. It was smelly and dirty and very basic in many ways.
So what did they do wonderfully?
They were very kind. I think, you know, I couldn't possibly comment on how adequate they were medically. I'm sure they were as good as the time allowed, but I remember the kindness. And I remember my own GP at the time. I mean, I developed a cough and I went in because I thought perhaps I had lung cancer. He says, it's really not very likely that you're going to be diagnosed with diabetes and lung cancer within a year, Jill. He was kind as well. He was supportive. And he did say there's certain words that ring through from past times. And he said, you do know you're going to spend a lot of your life in clinics, don't you? So you better get used to that. But not unkindly.
What were your reactions to the diagnosis?
Well, I think probably my doctor would say perhaps that I've been in denial all my life on the basis that I haven't ever really reacted to it. My parents, my family generally thought, well, sounds very big-headed, thought I was amazing, I was fantastic, because I didn't let it affect me, I didn't feel any grief about loss of health, and I felt very determined just to carry on, and that could have been denial or it could have been positive thinking and getting on with my life. People would have a very different interpretation, I suspect, of my approach, but I certainly went on doing a number of things that I shouldn't have done, which included drinking a great deal of beer. And I think I was pretty careful with my diet, but as a vegetarian and aware of health issues generally, I did try quite hard with my diet anyway, so that wasn't a major problem for me. So overall, I can't remember being traumatised by the diagnosis. I think life continued very much as it was. I didn't feel injecting was a desperately appalling thing. I was determined to think it was like cleaning my teeth. You know, clean my teeth twice a day, stick a needle in twice a day. It wasn't as if it hurt after all. Although looking back on the equipment that I had at the time, that again is pretty laughable. I probably ought to mention that my sort of training on that was pretty minimal.